This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest, meatiest center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
The hour. Today is the first day of the last week of the year. The first of the last. The last shall be first and the first shall be last. Isn't that some kind of a biblical expression? Under this, the first shall be last and the last shall be first. I guess I'm on my own on that one. I have nothing from the peanut gallery. And the peanut gallery consists of Victoria Keelan and Kara Schillen on the DJV show. Jennifer back on the morrow. It is Tuesday, the 26th of December, and I'm finding it very difficult to get technology to work. Today's one of those days you just don't feel like you have it. Victoria isn't feeling well. Kara wishes she was somewhere else, and I'm here. But it is. It's one of these no man lands days, and the week even is like, what is it? It's the end of the year. People anticipating might as well be the first of the new year, because all people are talking about is what's going to happen in the new year politically. What's the economy going to be like? Can I buy some Bitcoin? I don't even know. I was looking at the Tel Aviv Stock Exchange for whatever the reason, and the Singapore Stock Exchange, where the bank said there were that you should not buy cryptocurrencies. Anybody here buy any Bitcoin? Have you invested,
no.
Victoria? Did you buy any Bitcoin, Kara?
No, I wish I had
Bitcoin?
Though.
Yeah, look at what it's done. But this is so it's so perfect. The banks don't want you to buy these cryptocurrencies because they have no control. Nobody's using a bank for Bitcoin. I confess to you, I don't know how to use Bitcoin. People tell me, well, you can buy things on the dark web, but I don't even know how to get to the dark web, and I don't know what I'd buy there if I did go to the dark web.
I don't think you want to get to web. The dark web, yeah.
No, I don't think I have that. No desire to go to the dark web. Mm. But the speculation, this one bank said that you should not buy any cryptocurrencies because the prices are driven by speculation. Huh?
That's true.
The whole damn stock market is driven by speculation. Really, this is any different than anything.
Well,
anybody buying stock in anything, you don't know what the future is going to hold. You're betting on the future. That's really
right.
What the stock market is all about, betting on the value of a company in the future.
But to not have a currency backed by anything or tied to anything tangible is really the criticism that comes from the older established banking world,
yeah.
And the SEC has halted trading on it because they need to figure out what exactly it is. But, you know, this started out as a gaming currency. This was for online video gamers. So just actually at Christmas dinner last night, my brother was saying a friend of his got about $15,000 for his bar mitzvah and bought it all in Bitcoin and cashed it out at $500,000. So,
huh? He got $15,000. Give me that again.
He got $15,000 for his bar mitzvah, and his parents said, "Here, just invest
cash.
It." Yeah, just invest, which is typical of a bar mitzvah, and
yeah.
You know, and
right.
Just here you go, invest it, do whatever you want. And he invested it all in Bitcoin, and sure enough, when he went to sell it all out, it hit the top, and he sold it and had $500,000 afterwards.
So he bought $15,000 worth of Bitcoin when he got the cash.
Yeah.
Where did he buy it? How did he buy it?
I don't know. I don't actually know.
See, I think that's the thing. You can invest in the stock. That is, I had a friend of mine who showed me last week how he put $100 into some minor little Bitcoin thing, and
mm-hmm.
It became $220 the same day. So
yeah.
He sold it, and then he put another $100 into it and bought another, and it's sort of that's being propelled by people who are speculators. And that's
right.
No different than the stock market. It is, you know, except
right.
There's nothing there. There's nothing of substance there. It would seem to
But the interesting,
anyway.
Right, it does seem that way, but the interesting thing is, and we were talking about this sort of in addition to that conversation about that guy, but there are so many places. You can buy a Tesla with Bitcoin.
You can
shop on Overstock.com with Bitcoin. They accept Bitcoin as a payment. And that's, if you think about it, that's like, you know, Overstock.com targets moms, stay-at-home moms and things like that, and they're the ones apparently who also accept Bitcoin. Lamborghini, you can buy a Lamborghini with Bitcoin. It's just, it's certain companies, I think, are ahead of the curve, and they know that for whatever reason, they want to accept it as a currency.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure Elon Musk has a ton of Bitcoin.
Yeah.
Well, because he wouldn't accept it as a form of payment. Right, but he wouldn't accept it as a form of payment.
Can you use it to buy an iPhone? I was just looking at
Apple accepts
of things,
Bitcoin.
That are going to cost more money this year. And number one on the list is anything that has anything to do with Apple. I was in the Apple store on Christmas Eve to get my iPhone and my iPad straightened out. And I was sitting there, my mouth was open as I'm watching these people. You know, they have the tables when you go to the Genius Bar. They got the tables all over the place, and people are going up, and they're buying this and they're buying that. I witnessed three different exchanges between three people who were buying different Apple products. One was $1,600 worth of whatever he was buying. Another one was $1,400. The other one was like $1,900. And it's like you're buying a toothbrush in the drugstore. These people come in and lay this kind of cash down to buy all these things. The amount of cash that goes through Apple for buying these products has got to be... There had to have been 1,000 people. I was at the store that's over in the Grove. 1,000 people in there. And it was 5 o'clock on Sunday night, an hour before they closed. And the place was...
Last-minute shoppers.
Nice. Yeah, but that kind of dough, you're spending that kind of dough for the... And I always... When I see that sort of thing going on, if it's once in a while, it's okay. But then I'm seeing all these people carrying this stuff out, and I'm thinking, what an amazing system they must have to replenish the stock, to know what is needed and to keep it there. There are three stores. I was Sunday morning looking over in Glendale because I was there. I thought I'd go to the Apple store over there as they opened at 10 o'clock, and I couldn't find it, and I had to go somewhere else, so I did. But there are three Apple stores. The point, there's one on the promenade in Santa Monica. There's this one that's here in the Grove. There's another one that's in Glendale. They're all over the place, and they're all jammed. These people have figured out how to capture the imagination, the attention, and attribute value to it. You see, that's one of the things, back to what we're talking about here with cryptocurrency and Bitcoin and all those things. They only are selling because people assume or presume or think or know that they have value. That's the only way. And whatever gives them the value is all in our own mind. Why would you pay? What is that? You bought a new Apple iPhone, right? Wasn't it $900 or something?
And it was about $1,150.
$1,100. So why? What makes it worth $1,100 to you?
It's only, well,
had cost you $600, so you spent twice as much money for an iPhone. Why?
Right. Well, the last one I bought was an iPhone 6, so I missed out on all the 7s, and then I skipped the 8, so I went right to the 10. So there were a lot of upgrades that happened along the way that were important to me, and the facial recognition software is incredible compared to that clunky thumbprint thing, which never really fully worked, in my opinion. But there were a lot of features.
Victoria.
Right, but that's what I'm telling you.
But
it's the features.
They've told you that it's worth this kind of money, and you bought into it. Who knows if I mean, the only
well, I'd love to go
anything,
to Apple and say I'll give you $850 for it, but
it doesn't work. So what I'm saying to you is, it holds for everything. You can buy a car now cheaper, 10% less. You can buy a car this week at any dealership for 10% less than what that same car will cost you next week. Because they need to make their numbers work. You hear all these ads everywhere. Chevy is going to give you their employee discount. They're trying to make money. It's a lot of bunkum. It's just another gimmick to sell more cars because they need to pump them out before the end of the year. And
right,
so,
but if we know all that, then it still doesn't change the way we shop.
No, I'm not suggesting that. What I'm stimulated in my own mind by thinking about this. What makes anything worth what we pay for it? And it only is worth what we pay for it because it's worth it to us, not because it really is worth. How much does a new Chevrolet cost to build? The car you pay $20,000 for cost of $8,000 to build it. So where does the rest of the value come from? It's all pricing increases depending on how they sell it down the line. The dealer has X amount of markup in it. The company itself has X dollars of markup in it. And so the average, I don't know if you knew this or not, the average $20,000 car costs $8,000 to build. So where does the rest of, somebody's assuming along the way, they put a price tag of $20,000. If people didn't think it was worth $20,000, they wouldn't be able to sell them for $20,000, no matter how much they put into it. The more inflated I drive a car that has become ridiculously inflated in value. And the only reason that I stay with it is because I've had the car, the brand, since the mid-1990s, and so I've kept up with what it costs. It doesn't cost me any more to trade than it would if I were driving any other car. But if I were buying into it now, fresh, I wouldn't spend the kind of money that it costs to buy one of those things. but it's like anything else. If you're in a trade fashion, like having a house here in Santa Monica. When I bought houses in Santa Monica, I could afford it. And so I turned them over four or five times, and now I don't own a house in Santa Monica, and I can't afford a house in Santa Monica. Because it just is the value. Somebody has perceived that the value of the house that I bought for $900,000 is almost twice that. I didn't perceive it, but somebody figures that it's worth it, so that person pays twice as much because it's a perception. And that's what I'm saying. Looking at the things that are going to cost more money in 2018, there's a perception that there are a number of things, as you look across the board, that are going to be more expensive. And I don't know whether that's because of the tax bill and what people are feeling. Well, I'm going to have a little more money because I'm going to have an automatic deduction of $24,000 instead of $14,000. I don't know what people are thinking. But I know that there is a very decided increase in prices that's going to come about this year, and it's because people either have the money and they don't feel badly about spending it, the perceived value is there. So what I would ask, when it comes to food and things that come from our farmers, that you use that same thinking as you might use for buying a car. What did it cost the farmer to grow this stuff so that you can eat healthy food? And appreciate, this is one of the things that's important to me because I'm thinking about value and how, what does America value? Do we value the price of cars or homes? But we don't seem to value food. And I find that strange because without healthy food, you're not going to be able to enjoy the other things that you're going to buy with your money. So why not spend a little bit more and buy better food? As long as you're sure you're actually getting better food. Does that make sense?
That's how I shop. I'll spend more money on going to Whole Foods and buying organic than doubling up at Costco, for sure.
You know,
that's not everyone. That's just me.
No, it isn't.
Maybe.
And you know what's going to be very interesting? Is it next week, the CES, the Consumer Electric Show, isn't that next week? Week from this weekend, it starts down in Las Vegas?
Something like that, yep.
Yeah. That'd be very interesting to see. There's something, there's a tone that seems to be set with that now, especially around, we use so much that is powered, so many gadgets, there's so much in our life, we depend on electricity for all kinds of things. And this is what they have at this show, everything from the simple uses of electricity for light bulbs and what's the new technology there, to very intricate things. And so it'd be fascinating to see how most everything I have read in the last week or 10 days about what 2018 is going to be about. Everybody's speculating, as we always do at the beginning of the year. What are the new innovations in health going to be? What are the new innovations in technology going to be? What are the new innovations in homes? What are you going to be able to, new jobs, that kind of stuff. It's all there, and we're all looking forward to what we hope will be a fabulously productive and eventful new year. And I think that there are a lot of people who are, 2017 was a crazy year, really crazy. Will 2018 settle down? Let's hold that thought, all right? 21 after the hour, it's the DJV show.
Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But did you know you can have tax-free access to your life insurance while you're still alive? you can use the life benefits of your life insurance to grow your money with certainty and guarantees. No stock market risk, no tax risk, and no penalties. Call Life Benefits if you'd like a free book about how this can be done. Call 702-660-7000. That's 702-660-7000.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Music is a very important part of this program, and in this portion of every hour, we have some musical reference, musical news, historical overviews of things that are going on with people past and present involved in the music world. And Mariah Carey certainly has made her, 20 years, 25 years? She's made her impact felt. But she, how long has she been? She's, in the late 50s?
I guess probably. Yeah, that sounds about right.
Yeah, I think that's true. All right, anyway, she's going to return to the Ryan Seacrest Rock and Eve show at Times Square. There are going to be two Times Square shows this year. One on ABC with Ryan, and Steve Harvey is going to do one in Times Square for Fox. Is this his first year, or did he do it last year? I'm trying to remember. If Steve Harvey...
That's a good question, because I usually... Yeah, I usually only watch... the Ryan Seacrest one, and I flip back and forth to the Anderson Cooper, which
Anderson
this
Cooper's
year will be
CNN.
With. Yeah, this year he'll be with Andy Cohen, so that'll be kind of fun and entertaining, so I'll probably flip back and forth.
More so than that other horrible creature that he was with. What's her name? Griffin? She went with her the last three or four. I think she's just appalling, frankly. And anyway, so anyway, let's keep it up, Doug. So what's on then? Okay, so that's CNN, ABC is Ryan, Fox is Steve Harvey.
Steve Harvey.
What's on NBC? Is that
NBC is usually Carson Daly.
Daly, yeah, right. And then what's on
CBS? I don't know if he's doing it this year, but I have no idea.
No,
that's your network. I never watched CBS. I don't know. it's your network.
It's for the old timers that like those old shows.
You can interpret it as that if you'd like, but you know, it's your network.
Thank you. I'm actually now getting into I'm downloading episodic stuff. Like I told you that I started to watch The Crown.
Mm-hmm.
I've gone to shows that I like to find a bunch of episodes of them, but I'm finding myself watching Netflix more and more.
I think you would like Stranger Things on Netflix.
Really? All right, I'll check it out. Yeah. Meanwhile, back at Mariah Carey, she made headlines around the world after she suffered a series of technical problems during her performance at last year's Rockin' Eve. Remember? She
blamed that was
everybody.
A disaster.
Oh, it was terrible. Yeah.
That was just... And then she blamed Dick Clark, and she blamed everybody that Ryan Seacrest was out to get her.
Yeah. Oh,
well,
yeah.
Dick Clark's production company, and then she blamed Ryan Seacrest that he was out to get her, and it was a mess.
Yeah. So who's going to be on? Nick there. I met these networks are all fighting among themselves to get the most impressive musical talent and actors and those sorts of things, much visibility as they get. Nick Jonas, I see, is going to be on New Year's Rockin' Eve. Sugarland is going to be there. Mariah Carey. And let's see here.
Camila Cabello is also kind of a new break off from Fifth Harmony, but she's had a pretty good year, so she'll be doing her single stuff too.
What song are you playing there, Kara?
This one's Emotions, which she attempted to sing at last year's.
Is that when it all broke down, wasn't it?
Well, yes. I mean, I don't know if she didn't know the words to it or if she just couldn't hear in her ears. But it's, you know, for someone who's been in the business for, 20 years now or so, you think that she would kind of know how to handle technical difficulties a little bit, but she lost it.
Prima Donna, I believe would be the description here. Let's keep moving with Lady Antebellum. And another new baby on the scene, Dave Haywood, who is with Lady Antebellum, and his wife, Kelly, have welcomed a daughter, second child. So we have two important births, I guess, to celebrate, don't we, this week from the musical world. The wife gave birth to the baby girl named Lily Renee Haywood in Nashville. Quote, "We'd like to welcome our beautiful Christmas gift, Lily Renee Haywood." And there's a picture of the family in the hospital after the birth. He's 35. Do we know how old the mother is?
No. I'm guessing somewhere maybe around that age, yeah.
So she's named after both of her grandmothers, Kelly and Lily. Isn't that sweet? That's nice. I like that. When you name somebody coming along in the family after somebody who's already in the family. Good for her. That shows some love and some interest in the family. So hashtag Baby Bellum if you want to check it out. 28 past the hour here on the DJV show.
In today's automotive news, Mitsubishi introduced a new compact crossover that they hope will give the company more presence in the U.S. marketplace. The new Eclipse Cross will feature much improved interior materials, which is a huge step forward for Mitsubishi, along with more technologies than previous models. The CUV has a new advanced design language that merges safety with sporty style. Under the hood, a 1.5-liter turbocharged four-cylinder engine that outputs 152 horsepower. Vehicle features include a power-sliding panoramic roof and a 7-inch screen with SmartLink. For more, go to ourautoexpert.com. I'm Nick Miles.
If you think putting a supercharged V8 in a sedan is crazy or just plain wrong, but we've got news for you. We don't care. Dodge. Welcome to the Brotherhood of Muscle.
Everyone knows about the risks of driving drunk. People could get hurt or killed. You could get arrested, incur huge legal expenses, or even lose your job. If you think drunk driving is no big deal, you couldn't be more wrong. Drive sober or get pulled over. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration.
I'm Jason Pfeiffer, the editor-in-chief of Entrepreneur Magazine, and I have a confession to make. I've done a lot of freelancing over the years, and I just kept all of my records on a single Microsoft Word document. So sloppy. But recently I got a tour of FreshBooks, which makes cloud accounting software for freelancers and small businesses, and it was a revelation. Manage your invoices, track your expenses, keep track of your work down to the minute. That is the way to run a side hustle. Check out FreshBooks.com and enter Entrepreneur in the How Did You Hear About Us section.
On the track, even 1/100th of a second decides who wins and who loses. That's why Bridgestone uses advanced racing technology to create their fastest street-legal replacement tire yet. The new Bridgestone Potenza RE71R. Engineered with an innovative hydro-evacuation surface and unique tread compounds, the new Potenza RE71R is designed to give you maximum grip and ultimate cornering on or off the track. Bridgestone.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Message and data rates may apply.
Warning. Texting while driving is illegal just about everywhere. So if you want to take advantage of a life-changing LASIK offer, pull over when you can, because a special opportunity is just one text away. The LASIK Vision Institute is offering absolutely free evaluations and dramatically low prices on high-quality LASIK. Text the keyword CLEAR55 to 350350 to get the benefit of FDA-approved LASIK technology that gives the majority of patients 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Text to schedule your free appointment to see if LASIK is right for you. When you text CLEAR55 to 350350, you'll also get an extra 20% discount off our already low-cost services. We've already performed over 1 million procedures. Today, it's your turn. Discover how you can get the quality LASIK experience you've always wanted for a fraction of what others charge. This great offer is just a text away. Text CLEAR55 to 350350. That's CLEAR55 to 350350.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
The hour now, the DJB show. Yes, it is Monday. It is Thank You No Day. So, Kara, in order to be considered a good person, and Victoria, in order to be considered a good person, will be sending out thank you notes today. The tradition of sending a thank you note started back with the Egyptians, and actually, you can trace it to China too. These groups would use papyrus papers to write friendly letters. Letters of good luck to people, folks they cared about. And then if you go back a couple of centuries, Europeans wrote social notes, and they delivered them to friends and family. And that's kind of what started the greeting card, which we now... how much money do you think Hallmark makes it Christmas time?
Billions,
New Year's,
right?
Birthdays, oh yeah. Very clever.
Billions.
And they've created some things that are just kind of... like Grandmother's Day and that sort of stuff. Grandfather's Day, Grandparents Day. That's just get a card, send some flowers, do whatever. Oh, boy. It has been a good season. The reviews, depending on how you measure good, in terms of returns, the stores are doing very well. Stores, the brick-and-mortar stores and the Amazons of the world, all the stuff online, just have had a fabulous year. Today is going to be marked by people going back to the stores, trading things in. That always happens. But this has been the last 6 months in retail, it's been very good. Pretty much across the board, with the exception of stores like Toys R Us, Babies R Us, because people buy that stuff now online. It's just the fact, the way it is. And how many more stores? I think the heaviest user of advertising was JCPenney over the last couple of weeks. And they're trying to, in some way, shape, or form, maintain their hold. More stores closing. The iconic Sears store in Santa Monica, I noticed when I drove by it yesterday, closed. That store has been there for almost 100 years. And you see the things that are going on. Some of it is just bad management, not paying attention to what people want. And then some of it is just a sign of the times. It's a factor of what is handier. I bought maybe half of the stuff this year that I bought for my family, I bought online. And had it shipped. Some of it I bought in the stores, but I don't tend to go to the stores until the last minute. So, you know, I'm not going to find the best stuff anyway. But it just is, I don't like to go shopping in the stores. I'm not a fan of doing it. Everybody's different. And I don't mean that as it's not a deferential thing. I think when I actually do go in the stores, I find it fascinating. But I also find it confusing because if you go into these huge malls, there's so much stuff in there. And if you don't really know what you're looking for, if you go with a specific purpose, like the mall I went into yesterday, I needed, Sunday night, when I went to the Apple store to get my iPhone and my iPad worked on. I went there with a specific purpose. There were tons of people in there buying all kinds of stuff. And then you look around. Now, this is a very upscale mall, which is at Fairfax and Beverly, and in a fairly affluent part of Los Angeles. Not really crazy, but it's near Melrose and those areas in Beverly Hills and on the Beverly Hills-Hollywood line. So there's plenty of dough. And the thing, I went into to buy some stuff for Jennifer's party, and so I went into the World Market. Have you ever been into the World Market? And they have them all over the place now.
I've never heard of it, actually.
Oh, God, it's fabulous.
Maybe in New York it doesn't exist?
Yes, it will be in New York. They have to be there in Boston, so they got to be in New York. It's a combination of things and drink. There's a lot of different drinks and foods that come from all around the world. And things that are made in other places that have value. A lot of people were buying lots of little things. I bought, for example, I was in line, and there were like 30 people in the checkout line. When I filled up the basket with some various schnapps. I don't know. I bought things that figured. You know, buying wine for Jennifer and her father is like bringing a knife to a gunfight. It's a waste of time. But Jennifer was very impressed because I brought a lemon. She'll tell you the story tomorrow, I'm sure. I brought some kind of lemon schnapps. And as I was leaving, I don't drink. She'd gotten me to drink a couple of things. And I sat on a martini glass and broke it.
Oh, boy.
Somebody let it down. But the point is that this World Market has stuff from everywhere. So if you are a connoisseur of anything from around the world and want to see things that are very interesting, it's a great spot for people who are curious. That's what I found. And so, anyway, I'm just telling you stories about how busy the malls were, and yet it was a great year for all things digital. So I guess I'm wondering now for all of you, this is not necessarily a rhetorical question, but what did you get that you would like to bring back? What sort of things did you get? Usually, when you get a gift that you don't like, what do you do with it, Victoria?
Well, this year I didn't get anything that I want to return. Last year, my mom and I laugh about it now, but she got me a really hideous top. And so the day after Christmas last year, we went back
right
to the mall
store
and returned it and found a few other things instead.
But
she was happier ultimately knowing that I was going to get use out of the new
exchange
thing.
Exactly. You don't want to get things for people that are of no value, no use.
Right.
No, it's crazy. What about you, Kara? What did you get that you didn't want to keep, or you don't want to keep. You're going to quietly bring it back.
I didn't get anything this year. I mean, there are a few things that I might have to try on, but I typically, my family is very much a Christmas list kind of family, and we all...
So you give them a list, so there's
question. So everyone in the family, smart. We all give a list out to people, and, you know, there are different, like, variations. You might, if I ask for pajamas, someone might, you know, there are different patterns that they can choose whatever they want. But, yeah, I almost never get stuff that I would return. And if I do, my family just gets receipts, and then we...
Well, so that's a smart lesson. People listening, if you don't want to be worried about it, if you want to get something that you know somebody wants, ask them for a list. That's a kind of duh, but I don't know how many people do it. That's smart.
I guess some people like being surprised. I personally like getting stuff that I know I'm going to like already and stuff that I need, right. So I would rather have that than like a bunch of random surprising stuff. But maybe I'm boring. I don't know.
No, you're not boring at all. No, that makes good sense, frankly. Today is the first day of Kwanzaa, which is... Some people think a made-up holiday. I think there are a lot of people who think that it has something to do with Muslims, and it doesn't really.
You're the only person I've
You're
ever
the only person
no,
ever
no,
heard
I've
that.
I've talked to lots of people over the years who thought Kwanzaa was some kind of Muslim holiday. It is a black holiday, but it's not for Muslims, although a lot of black Americans are Muslim as well. But so we have Christmas, you got Hanukkah, which is over, and Christmas. We're in the 12 days of Christmas. So what is Kwanzaa, though? It's only in 30 or 40 years that it's been... something that people paid attention to. What is it all about? What's it supposed to do?
Well, I was surprised because I was looking it up because I don't really, you know, you always hear people kind of group
talking
it in with
it.
The rest of the holidays. So I looked it up, and I guess it's only been around since the 60s or 70s, and there was like a professor of African American studies who started it kind of as a holiday, like an alternative to Christmas, and I don't think it's really considered that anymore, but when it first was, something that black African Americans could celebrate in order to become closer to their roots. And that's why you see whenever, like, I don't see that many pictures of people celebrating it, but whenever I do, everyone's in very traditional African garb. I don't know. I guess it's just another thing to celebrate in addition to Christmas so you can feel closer to your ancestors.
Yeah.
I think it's seven nights, right?
I think so. And the picture I'm looking at looks like it has candles, kind of like a menorah, but it's the seven nights are supposed to symbolize like the seven principles of Kwanzaa.
There is so much similarity between the major religions. We all fight, or I don't fight about it because I think it's nonsense, but the people who fight about religion, my religion is the one for religion, my religion is better than yours, they're all the same. When you get right down to it, and you can see it in observances like this, where they sort of all come together and they are expressing appreciation or love or a divinity toward the same kind of things. All of the religions are. It'd be nice if they could sort of get together a little bit more. Speaking of that, the Pope, even though people are very distressed, man, I can't tell you how many people I talked to about this weekend, the Pope last week officiating at the funeral for Bernard Law. Yeah, it was. It took a lot out of his starch, especially with people in America. But the Pope did make his usual Christmas address and urged that there be some kind of resolution to the Israeli-Palestinian conflict. They might as well be whistling in the dark with that, because it just, you know, they've been fighting and it just seems there's no end to it. He asked people to pray for the conflict to be resolved with, quote, peaceful coexistence of two states within mutually agreed and internationally recognized borders. And so some say, well, why is the Pope getting involved in something that is Jewish? It may have something to do with the decision to move the embassy in Israel to Jerusalem, which has sparked a lot of blowback, a lot of trouble. And I don't see what the difference is myself. And I know a lot more about Israel than the average person on the street here, because I've been there as many times as I have. I don't know why he would bother, and I don't know now that he has what the big deal is. You know, it's just more, there's a reason, how do I express this without annoying people? There's a reason to start trouble. Trouble will find you easily enough. Why make something out of it? But then the other side of it is, so what? So who cares whether the embassy is in Tel Aviv or Jerusalem? It's just some other way for them to throw some darts.
Yeah, well, I think at least in this area, it's not just some random person starting trouble. I mean, there has been trouble in this area for a long time, and it's on both sides.
As long as religion has existed, modern religion, all of the modern religions started there, Kara, and there has always been a problem because they all claim that Jerusalem, the old city of Jerusalem, is theirs.
Yeah, and for someone who's not religious, it seems, you know, not that big of a deal, like it's just a city, who cares? But I think when so much of their life and livelihood and culture there is based on religion, and it's such a big part, that I guess I can see why people are upset about it.
Well, there's a, yeah, I guess there's the tradition that people like to fight for. It's sort of like the business here in this country, the Confederate flag or the belief in the Confederate states. Why do we have what? Give it up, folks. We're America. One country. You know, in case you didn't realize, it's been in all the papers, the South lost. It was 170 years ago. Time to give it up. If you want to have a really healthy, vibrant country, then everybody gets on the same page. It seems to me. Now, there's nothing more nonsensical than celebrating the Confederacy. There's nothing. I think it's one of the most detrimental things to the future of us staying together as a unified country, the continuing focus on this thing. And it has a lot to do with some of the racial unrest that we have in our country. A lot of it is in the South, not all of it, because there's plenty of it in the big cities in the North, especially Boston and Chicago. But it just is. Help me with this, Victoria. New York doesn't seem to have the racial stuff on the surface anyway, the racial problems that Boston and Chicago do. Is that true, or is it just well hidden?
It's how it feels as a New Yorker. It definitely feels like that. I think the reason for that is, in general, New Yorkers are always running behind schedule. We're always overbooked. Right. We're always really busy. The city itself has a million ways to screw you over. Like just getting to the office could be a nightmare. And then, you know, even down to the elevator taking you up to the office. It's every little thing prevents us from getting our day going. And so I think that's one of the reasons why New Yorkers vote very liberally, because we don't really care about other stuff. Oh, dude, can two men get married? Sure, we don't care. We're just literally trying to make it to work on time. And I think that has so much to do with it.
Mm-hmm. All right, you said earlier there's been a lot of focus in the trending news stories, in sports especially, with a focus on who won what games. The Colts lost to the Ravens over the weekend, 23-16. And Adam Vinatieri, is that how you pronounce his name?
Yeah.
Why? He's now been a player for a long time. So
he's the oldest active player in the NFL.
And he's coming back to the Colts next season?
He's going to be a free agent, so it's not known if he will go back to the Colts, but it looks like maybe they will sign him again. But he's definitely coming back for the 2018 season, and he at 44, there's no reason he can't. His kicking game is really strong. It'll be his 23rd season in the NFL, and he's a four-time Super Bowl champ. So, and he's got a 96.8% record of making the field goal, so there's no reason why he shouldn't go back. And he's well-liked. I think that if the Colts, for some reason, don't want him, there's another team that will definitely take him.
Yeah. He says, Indianapolis is home to me and my family. I love being here. I understand this is a business, the fellow who owns it. Maybe he keeps him, maybe he doesn't. But he says, I want to play another year, so good for him. It's 11 before the hour, DJV time.
Trying to sell your old car? Instead, donate your vehicle to Heritage for the Blind. Pickup is free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats, whether they run or not. Call right now and receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to over 50 locations. Call 1-800-785-9618. Donate your car today. That's 1-800-785-9618.
I just saved hundreds of dollars by switching to GEICO. I've never felt More alive.
Disclaimer, Geico cannot guarantee you will feel more alive. You either possess functioning respiratory and circulatory systems, or you do not, or you are a zombie. If you are indeed a brain-starved zombie and you would like to save money on car insurance, the Geico legal team applauds your excellent life choices, even in your shambling afterlife. But we strongly encourage you to visit Geico.com or download the Geico app. Please stay a minimum of 500 feet away from our large and presumably delicious, delicious brains.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder. Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body. Why take another pill? Treat your aches and pains with Sunshine Pillows. Microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body heating wraps. Sunshine Pillows and Wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it, even while driving. Sunshine Pillows are designed with your comfort in mind, will not burn you, and will stay balanced on your body to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunshine Pillows start at just $20. Join hundreds of our happy customers and see why Sunshine Pillows has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Click sunshine-pillows.com and take the Sunshine Pillow Challenge. That's sunshine-pillows.com.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
People search the internet for everything, including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered, from business deals gone wrong to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience, serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771, 800-831-0771, or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Now 53 after the hour. This is Movie Moments. Chuck Curry with his family one more day. So it left. He's left it to us, that is Victoria and Kara and me, to talk about the movies. And I've had five experiences since last week, seeing five different movies, and I'll be happy to tell you about them. In a manner of speaking, some sad news, a couple of different stories. This lady that was in The Sound of Music, Heather Menzies-Urich, passed away at the age of 64. She was the widow of Robert Urich. He was the fellow, remember, he was the star of Vegas, and he also did Spencer for Hire. He was a very well-known television actor. This was his wife. He died in 2002, and he was in his 50s. She had recently been diagnosed with cancer. Son said his mother died on Christmas Eve. She was a ballerina early on, And so, you know, she had brain cancer, which is always terminal. That's the sad reality of what's going on with John McCain right now. She was 15 when she was one of the children in The Sound of Music. Christopher Plummer, there's another. Imagine his career. Think about that. Because he's very visible now because of the movie that he's in, All the Money in the World. So we'll talk about that in just a second. I wanted to acknowledge Matt Damon's father passing away at the age of 74. He's been battling cancer quite a long time, bone marrow cancer, which is awful. Mm-hmm. And that often gets, when you're around technology these days, his father was a stockbroker. And I know that a lot of people that I've known who've been in the television business early on, radio business from the early days when they were exposed to lots of different technology in the studios, and then the kind of things that stockbrokers are surrounded by, computer technology, and I think that stuff has takes a toll on you. I really do.
That's really interesting. I've never heard that, but yeah, wow.
Yeah.
Makes sense.
Yeah, yeah. I think that's what killed Ed McMahon. He had bone cancer. He spent so much time in the studio. I think that stuff, I had a great friend who died of brain cancer who had a radio station, and there was always trouble in the transmitter. He always had his head in the transmitter and all that stuff going on there. Now, that kind of, that'll cook your brain faster than you can say, I cook my brain. All right. Meanwhile, in a moment, I'm going to go through the five movies that I saw that are out and fresh this weekend, give you my opinions on them. And the ladies will have, at this point, we have some totals, some box office totals of the weekend coming right up here.
I'm Jay Farner from Quicken Loans. The rate today on a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.875%, APR 4.05%. But choosing the right mortgage lender means choosing much more than just a rate. Let me ask you, does calling the company with the best client service in America, with 11 J.D. Power Awards to prove it, matter? Does calling the company that invented Rocket Mortgage, the industry's most innovative, client-focused technology, matter? Does calling the company with 17,000-plus team members who are helping to rebuild the great cities of Detroit and Cleveland matter? Of course it matters. No wonder our clients have made Quicken Loans America's number one online lender. Call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com for the best mortgage experience on earth. That's 800-QUICKEN.
Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender licensed in all 50 states. NMLSconsumeraccess.org, number 3030.
All right, let's do Chucker's job here, Victoria. The top five at the box office this weekend. How'd that shake out?
Well, number five was Ferdinand, an animated movie that made $7 million. Number four was The Greatest Showman, and that was $8.5 million. Number three was Pitch Perfect 3. That's kind of surprising, although that made $20 million, but that has had such an incredible marketing campaign that it's everywhere, so I'm not really surprised. Number two was Jumanji, that made $36 million, and Star Wars The Last Jedi, $68
million. All right,
that so far has made $365 million.
Of all the movies that I saw, well, these are all out early, and some of them are just playing in Los Angeles and New York, so they're not wide.
Mm-hmm.
I saw five movies, and I would put them in this order from five to one in terms of the of whether they had any impact on me or not. Father Figure, complete waste of time. The story's stupid. Owen Wilson is stupid. It's just stupid. But, you know, that's what you get. I wanted to go see, I guess I kind of wanted to go see it because of some of the characters. I like Glenn Close, and the story is they're looking for their father, you know, supposedly their mother. But I won't spoil it, but it's kind of a waste of time. All right, so next I would put Greatest Showman, which is a good movie. It's a musical. It's good. It's all right. It's a good movie. Good, not bad way to spend your time. I would put Darkest Hour and All the Money in the World sort of in the same category. Both very good movies, something you would be well worth spending your time on. Great stories, both of them. But the best movie I saw this weekend was The Post with Meryl Streep and Tom Hanks. Fabulous story. Those are
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at BugAssault.com. Makes the perfect stocking stuffer. Get your Bug Assault today.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.